Obviously, at different ages, you're looking for different things. I think if you look at the young players, the 6 and 7 year old players, you're looking for a number of things. I think you're looking for a physique, you know, the size of the boy and the build of the boy. You're looking for energy, enthusiasm. Whether the boy's got a personality that's suited to football, whether you see the boy playing and he gets around the field and he's got lots of energy, he loves playing football, he's got a terrific attitude. And then possibly you're obviously looking for the technical side of it. And again, surprisingly enough, at 6 and 7, you will see in some of the boys quite a good level of technical ability. Some of them, as I say, perhaps won't have that level of technical ability, but they will have a terrific amount of athleticism. So again, that would be something that you would look at and say, well, that particular boy might have potential to do well in the future. So for the younger boys, as I say, you're really looking at those areas. As obviously you develop, when you get to the age of 10 and 11, you're still looking for those types of things, good attitude, energy, enthusiasm, but then you're looking really at the technical development of the boy. And we work very, very hard with the younger players on technique. And obviously if the boy can reproduce that technical level, then he has a very, very good opportunity of moving forward. As you get older, you're perhaps looking at 13, 14, 15 again, same things, but you're now looking also at understanding of the game, because the boys at 12 move on to playing 11-a-side. So you're now looking for them to be in a position, and do they understand the position, do they understand the function of that position, and can they play that particular position? Have they got the technical qualities to be able to play there? And also then 15, 16, everything again is building up, but it becomes a little bit more competitive. And although the academy system isn't geared towards producing winning teams, then, you know, but you are looking at 15, 16 to seeing a boy if he has got that competitive attitude, that he does want to win games, he does want to perform well week in, week out. And obviously at that age, again, you're looking for the physical side of it, you're looking for the pace, you're looking for good strength from them, and all the other physical attributes that you would expect to see in a good footballer. So there's a profile basically for each particular age group. We have all those down there, and scouts are looking at those things. Or like I said earlier before, you're looking at boys who might have the potential to achieve those things with regular training. Starting from the age of 6, 7 and 8, you know, we're looking at the boys all the time, and this type of thing, you know, the enthusiasm that they bring, do they have a desire to do well? Do they have a desire to train hard and to learn the game of football and all the technical side? Again, obviously, as you go older and older, it becomes absolutely vital. And we actually now, with the older boys who are here from full time at 16, within their training program, there's an element on psychology and mental skills, and their behaviour is analysed all over the place, whether it's on the field or off the field, whether they're doing education, their behaviour and their attitude towards their work and their ethics is analysed all the time. It's being watched by the coaches and by the staff in general. So we have a feeling that if boys don't have the correct mental approach, the correct emotional responses to situations, it's going to be very, very difficult for them to succeed at the highest level, irrespective of how good they might well be as a player. And possibly, I've been here now for about 7 or 8 years, and I think one of the things that I have learnt from here is that one of the main reasons why boys between the age of 16 and 19 don't go on to become top players is because they can't handle the daily pressure of being a young football player and the demands that are made upon them within those periods of time. It's very, very difficult for them. They come from playing at 14, 15, 16, and football at that age is still a little bit of a hobby. They've got other things going on in their lives. Then all of a sudden at 16, it becomes the focus. It has to be the focus. And some of them can't cope with that. They can't cope with the training every day, the competitive demands made upon them and for the games, and the pressures put on them, rightly or wrongly, by everything that goes on around the club, and some of them find it very, very difficult and can't make that changeover. So they, unfortunately, they fall away. But it's really, really is an important aspect of it. And as I say, that's being recognised by the academy and the coaches and the staff, and more of the programme is being geared towards training the boys and helping the boys to develop that particular aspect of their game.